Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. And we are now focusing on regaining self-control over whom you are. Once being in an abusive relationship, whether it's a toxic relationship or an abusive relationship within a marriage or in a partner relationship with someone else, you suffer a loss of your self-esteem, your self-concept, and your self-image. So we are focusing on rebuilding that. So we hope that you have tuned in today. And if you are looking for information strictly on domestic violence today, please bear with us as we go over what happens once the person has been abused, because you lose your self-esteem and your self-concept and your self-image. We will be providing a phone number for you to call. So hopefully you have something to write with so you may write down information. And before I forget, I would like to say, by profession, I am a registered nurse of over 45 years. I received my first degree, my bachelor's, in 1978. And I am also a minister by profession of 45 years. So anyway, let's get started. First, let me share with you the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, Domestic Violence Hotline number, 800-799-7233. Also, the National Domestic Violence has a chat line, and you may go online, thehotline.org. Once again, thehotline.org. Then you may also text. Text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, 88788. You're going to send that word to 88788. And I almost forgot, I am sharing this information because even though I am a Christian of over, I believe it's 45 years, I didn't realize until probably close to 10 years of being in my marriage that there was something wrong, and I did not know what was wrong. I have written a book, and the book is titled Take the Lid Off. Unfortunately, I took it off the market. It's not on the market right now. I just want to share with you, this is very dear to my heart, and as I am sharing the information with everyone about domestic violence and what you go through as far as the psychological and the emotional and verbal abuse, it's information that I have experienced. Have not experienced physical abuse, but I have experienced the psychological aspect of the abuse. Okay, so let's get started. So what we want to do is just recap just for a moment. We have, 11 minutes left. And self-concept has three components: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal. While we are focusing on self-concept, what we're really focusing on is your self-esteem. That's the confidence in one's own worth or abilities, your self-respect, how you feel about yourself. And I believe in our episode on last week, we gave the definitions for self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. So we want to pick up today talking about how to overcome low self-esteem as an abuse survivor. Abuse survivors often experience feelings of hopelessness, low self-worth, and shame the abuse ends. But you don't have to live with those feelings forever. Rebuilding your self-esteem after your abuser strips it away isn't an easy or a quick process, but it's absolutely within your power. That's why I'm taking my time to go through this information, because while I shared information about what it is to be abused on previous tapes or recordings, I began to have my own self-esteem rebuild, and then I realized I need to do a series on self-concept. So as you work your way through the process of reclaiming your self-esteem, remember to be gentle and patient with yourself through a traumatic ordeal, and healing cannot be rushed. Now, I want to go to something else before we go through the steps of how to rebuild. Hopefully I can find the information I'm looking for. Thinking about and accepting your past abuse as a real event can be very difficult to do, but it's the first to healing from your experience. You have to accept what has happened. I was looking for the part where I wrote down where some people don't really believe, you know, that they've really been in an abusive relationship, but it causes you to be confused and to doubt yourself, okay? Many people find it difficult to acknowledge their past. This can sometimes be due to a belief that says, I'm shameful of having been abused, or what I experienced really wasn't all that bad. Other times, people repress their past abuse with the hope that if they don't acknowledge it, it will go away. It will not go away because it has already affected you, whether you want to realize it or not. One thing you can be sure, the longer your emotional pain from abuse is allowed to remain unacknowledged, the more negative impacts it will produce in your life. And as a nurse, I used to work 2 and 3 jobs, and I went to see a psychologist. I don't think she was a psychiatrist. She was a doctor. She had a PhD in psychology. I went to see her because I was trying to get information so that my husband and I may go to counseling. And she said to me, the reason why I was working the way that I was working was because of the abusive relationship. And I was saying, no, I'm doing it because the bills have to be paid. But as I look back, I was so numb while I was working. All I was doing was working and not realizing the pain that I was in. So as you begin to acknowledge your abuse for what it was, you will also begin to take back personal power over your life, and this is true. So I started back doing this show in November of last year, and since then I have progressed way beyond what I thought could have ever happened. So as you begin to acknowledge your abuse and what it was, you will also begin to take back personal power over your life. Hopefully you will pass this information on to someone else. You do not know who is going through abuse. People are not going to just walk around and be sharing this information with you. You may know someone that seems to be out of touch with reality. You may know someone that seems to be a bit confused at times, or you may know someone that just does not seem quite like themselves. Refer them to this show, which comes on, by the grace of God, every Tuesday at 1 p.m., only for 15 minutes, and we just have 6 minutes left. The National Domestic Violence Hotline number, once again, 800-799-SAFE. That's 800-799-7233. You may also text the word START to 88788. That's 88788. You may also chat live, thehotline.org. You may chat live at thehotline.org. When you decide to engage with your old wounds, be aware that it's normal to feel the same emotions you felt at the time of your abuse. These painful feelings have remained inside you and will only be healed when you accept and move through them. I have accepted them. I'm moving through them. And God knows I am most definitely a better person. Emotional abusers, after your experience of reality, by telling you lies about yourself and about the world, until you accept their explanation of reality over your own. Time you begin to accept these messages, which affect the way you see yourself. These unhealthy thoughts can become the voice in your head, your self-talk, that tells you what your abuser told you. And this is definitely what you do not want. The name calling, telling you how you were inadequate, how you didn't do this, and how you didn't do that. As you begin to process your abuse, your past abuse, one way you can begin healing is by challenging your self-talk and dispensing with the negative thinking patterns you find there. Okay? So what you have to do as you begin to think about what happened to you and those emotions rise up again, you have to talk to yourself and dismiss those thoughts and start seeing them with positive information about yourself, how you want to feel, okay? Some negative patterns you may be reinforcing are, I shouldn't make mistakes. I'm so stupid. It's all my fault. I should be further along by now. That's not what you want to be saying. What you want to be saying is, I am getting over this, okay? So we start off by talking about how to overcome low self-esteem as an abusive survivor. The first thing you want to do is restoring your confidence. And I believe on last week, we talked about making a list of your positive qualities and achievements. So if you have not done this yet, you need to write down all of your positive qualities. What are the good qualities? What is there good about you that people like about you? And if you can't come up with information that you think people like about you, you could also go and ask a close friend or someone. Be more assertive in your everyday life to establish boundaries. This is all in the process of restoring your confidence. We only have 2 minutes left. Abuse survivors often fall into a habit of passivity. Because of this, you may find yourself in situations where your boundaries aren't clear to other people. In other words, once you've been abused, you find yourself being passive, not talking up for yourself, not defending yourself, not saying things that you need to say about a situation that would give a clearer picture. It can be hard at first, but make an effort to speak your mind and express your feelings more often to make your boundaries very clear. Give yourself permission to be assertive. You are no longer going to be passive. You're going to be assertive, but it's going to take small steps to go through it. So what you want to do now, giving people clear boundaries. We have 1 minute left. For example, get comfortable saying no if someone asks you to do something. If someone asks you something you do not want to do, say no. This is the beginning of getting comfortable with saying N-O. If you need to practice saying N-O in front of a mirror so you can get used to what it feels like. We have 38 seconds left. So we're talking about restoring your confidence after being in an abusive relationship that has deprived you of your self-esteem, your self-concept, and yourself. So what we're doing is we are giving you information to rebuild your self-esteem, and that is the way that you feel about yourself. It is the confidence in one's own worth or abilities. I have been there, and I'm coming out of it right along with you. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week.
Drop to the 30s eventually to the low 30s overnight. And more clouds are building again overnight, but mostly we're staying dry until later tomorrow morning. Here's what's coming on Wednesday. It's a wintry mix later in the morning, which eventually leans towards rain. But briefly in the middle of the day, there could be some minor accumulation north and west of 95. So in the northwest suburbs, there could be at least a little bit of snow that falls on some surfaces from Baltimore south and east. This is mainly a rain. But this is going to have a hard time sticking to many of the roads. Many have been pre-treated. And by the time this gets here, after about 9 and 10 o'clock, a lot of the temperatures are starting to warm above freezing. But briefly, again, throughout the middle day time period, around 10 and 11 at noon, it's going to be a little harder to see with all that precipitation coming down. And then it leans more towards a heavy rain as we head into the afternoon and the evening. So your 7-day forecast with dry weather today. We're in the upper 40s with a brisk wind. We're in the low 30s tonight with dry weather. But tomorrow we get that wintry mix, mainly after 9 o'clock. So try to head out earlier in the day while it's still dry. We'll see that minor accumulation north and west. It all gets washed away by the rain. The rain will taper off tomorrow evening. The winds are gusty and colder Thursday. We'll stay dry into the weekend.
Hi, my name is Tony Cooper, and I'm going to tell you about exciting Medicare Advantage plans. They can provide broad coverage and still may save you money on monthly premiums and prescription drugs. With Original Medicare, you're covered for hospital stays and doctor office visits, but you have to meet a deductible for each, and then you're still responsible for 20% of the cost. Next, let's look at a Medicare supplement plan. As you can see, they cover the same things as Original Medicare, and they also cover your Medicare deductibles and coinsurance, but they often have higher monthly premiums and no prescription drug coverage. Now, let's take a look at Humana's Medicare Advantage plans. With a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, hospital stays, doctor office visits, and your Original Medicare deductibles are covered. And of course, most Humana Medicare Advantage plans include prescription drug coverage with no copays or deductibles on Tier 1 prescriptions and $0 for routine vaccines, including shingles, at in-network retail pharmacies. Most Humana Medicare Advantage plans have coverage for vision and hearing, and dental coverage that includes 2-3 cleanings a year, plus dentures, crowns, fillings, and more. And most plans include a Silver Sneakers Fitness Program